Good morning and welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is Gabriel and I'm a missionary here at Damascus, where we're working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. And today we're going to be reflecting on a reading from the Gospel of Luke. Today is Thanksgiving, and so happy Thanksgiving to everyone who is listening. And I just pray that this blesses you on this Thanksgiving day. So let's begin in a prayer in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord Jesus, we just ask that this holy gospel, that it may speak to us just in a deep and a meaningful and a profound way, that it may change our lives and alter the way that we view you and the way that we view the world. Lord God, we praise you and we thank you. Amen. Jesus said to his disciples, "When you see Jerusalem surrounded by armies, know that its desolation is at hand. Then those who in Judea must flee to the mountains. Let those within the city escape from it, and let those in the countryside not enter the city. For these days are the time of punishment, when all the scriptures are fulfilled. Woe to pregnant women and nursing mothers in those days, for a terrible calamity will come upon the earth, and a wrathful judgment upon this people. They will fall by the edge of the sword and be taken as captives to all the Gentiles, and Jerusalem will be trampled underfoot by the Gentiles. Until the times of the Gentiles are fulfilled, there will be signs in the sun, the moon, and the stars, and on earth nations will be in dismay. Perplexed by the roaring of the sea and the waves, people will die of fright in anticipation of what is coming upon the world. For the powers of heaven will be shaken, and then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. But when these signs begin to happen, stand erect and raise your heads, because your redemption is at hand." So I think oftentimes when we read these readings specifically of the end times, we can fall into one of two camps. The first being, this is way going to happen way down the line, or I don't really know if this is going to happen, or different things of the such, or just great fear will come upon us. But I do think that it is good for us to read the scriptures with sobriety, recognizing that our Lord also says in the scriptures that heaven and earth will pass away before one iota of his law, of his word, changes. And so the reality is that while we don't know how this will play out, you can bet your bottom dollar that for better or for worse, a lot of this stuff probably will happen. And by probably, I mean it will happen. Now, that's not necessarily the most cheerful thing to think about on Thanksgiving Day, but it's also good to recognize that on Thanksgiving Day, to recognize that even though that life can be very challenging, especially in today's day and age, just to take a moment and to recognize that you live in the United States of America, that you live in a country where there is democracy, where there is clean water, where there is clean air, where there is food, where you have a disposable income, where you have the opportunity to let your voice make a difference in civil governments. And I think oftentimes we can really self-pity ourselves and, you know, just put ourselves into this frame of mind that our lives are much more difficult than they truly are. And so today on this Thanksgiving Day, just to take an extra moment to remember how important it is to be thankful, to take time to recognize that there are people who on today's Thanksgiving Day are not going to be able to have a warm house or a warm hot meal or anything of the sort. And I just encourage you to let these words just to sink into your heart here today of the gospel, not to run away from it, but rather to take it with sobriety, rather that this is our Lord himself warning us. And when the Lord warns us, we should pay great heed. We should pay great heed that when he says that a terrible calamity will come upon the earth and a wrathful judgment upon this people, that it's going to happen. And rather that we take the time to prepare ourselves and to prepare our hearts and to prepare our minds and to evangelize to those around us, And so I encourage you today, especially on this Thanksgiving Day, to take time to be thankful for the gifts that you've been given, but also to prepare for the times that are to come. And most importantly, be thankful that in the end of the day, that our Lord does win, that our Lord is the one who stands victorious upon all, where he says, but when these signs begin to happen, stand erect and raise your hand and raise your heads, because your redemption is at hand. Recognize that the Lord has already paid the price and that he wants your salvation. Again, my name is Gabriel, and thank you for listening to today's Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. To learn more about Damascus, go ahead and visit us at damascus.net. God bless you.